And now, your host, Johnny Mitchell.
Yeah.
Johnny.
Sometimes I just can't get my piece hard. That's just the way it is. I am so tired of soft comedy.
Johnny.
Limp Army for life. Remember when comedy wasn't about being likable? Yeah, I got a couple of screws loose. So what? I think we're the last raw podcast left in the known universe.
Mitchell!
I'll go to war with whatever podcast wants it. Life really is one sick joke. We're the antidote to woke. Sick.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Sick Joke Podcast. I am your host, Johnny Mitchell. You guys, we just had a Patreon member in. We just had a historic day at the Johnny Mitchell / Sick Joke Podcast. One of our $10 members and up was in LA, and I'm good to my word. Let him come in and not only be in the studio, but actually get on mic and be quite an integral part of the show. So we had a great time with him here. So you guys, sign up for the Patreon, patreon.com/sickjoke. You can go there. Of course, we have all the bonus content, extra episodes, the live Zooms on Sundays, which are the new church. You guys don't go to church anymore. You worship the church of Johnny Mitchell. Don't you see? I told you we were going to turn this into a cult, and that's quickly what it's become. So we have that, but if you're in town, I let you come in and be part of the show because you guys are the producers. You know what I mean? You're the reason that we're able to keep this fucking train moving. So, yeah, so go do that. Go subscribe. Go subscribe to the show. We're getting our subs up little by little. We plateaued there for a minute, and now we're getting a little kick thanks to Mr. Danny, who was on a few weeks ago, plus some other ventures. I'm going to Austin next week. Austin really might be the move. I mean, we can't decide if we're staying or we're going. I mean, it's once we think L.A. is kicking, you know, the masks come back on and we're locked down again and people are screaming COVID like it's, you know, communism in the 1950s. I mean, I don't know what to do. So we're going to be in Austin for a week, potting over there. We got William Montgomery who's coming on. We got this dude, Rocky Dale Davis. Look his ass up. This dude is a monster. He's like the new redneck comedian of the South, but he's actually good. And not a hack. So we're going to be having him on the show. So we're going to be doing some things. I'm not drinking anymore. Did you know that, Luis? I didn't tell you that.
No, I got drunk last night.
So. I know you did. So did Leo last week. I'm surrounded by two raging, helpless booze hounds.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not drinking anymore. I'm, you know, you get to the point where it just, when I drink two IPAs and I feel like I'm the next day. I feel like I've just taken five hits of ecstasy. I got no business in the booze game. I got no business in the booze game. And there just comes a time in life, and many of you are young and certainly headed for on a downward spiral of alcoholism and spousal abuse and incarceration, quite frankly, which I don't care about at all, unless you are a Patreon member, in which case, if you know you're getting ready to go do a bid, just make sure that you're on automatic payment so I can continue to receive my payments as you're serving your debt to society. But what you'll find out is when you quit drinking, you wanted almost everything that you did in your drinking days becomes absolutely useless and unfun. Hey, Johnny, you want to come on our boat? What? Yeah, we're going to the lake. We got a bunch of chicks coming, and we're going to be drinking on a boat taking keg stands. Nah, I'm good. I'm good on all of it. Hey, Johnny, do you want to come visit your family? It's like, of course I don't. Of course I don't want to. What? Fuck no. And especially without the fucking drinking. You realize poison. You realize the poison of alcohol is what gets almost everybody through the majority of their lives. Think about that. Think about that. You are conceived. Young Luis was conceived by his parents, unwed parents, after 2 40s of Old English. That's the only reason he is walking the fuck around. If you want to call it walking, I call it waddling. Do you see what I'm saying? There's almost no reason to do anything, and nowhere does that become more apparent than with a sober mind. Now, I've had some, but I've never really been, I mean, what's happened? What's happening to you when you're on the booze, right? What's happening to you out there in internet land? I know what's happening to you when you get drunk, okay? You think it's a good idea to fucking have a man bun and fight people like you're a Notre Dame fighting Irish. Yeah. I slap you in the head because you fucking don't keep your hands up. But it's like you just... I was thinking about this. This is when I lived... My addiction really is marijuana. I've really had to taper that addiction down. Let me tell you about old school Johnny. Let me tell you about my trap house. You hear everything? Everyone's trapping. Everybody talks about a trap house. Here's a trap house for you. I was on probation for getting caught. This is 2009. I got caught with a bunch of weed. The cops raided my spot. Didn't tell, though. Didn't. They wanted me to give up the connect. Wouldn't snitch because I knew I needed that connect because I was about to fucking blow the fuck up. You know what I mean? They were like, Johnny, did you kind of tone it down after you got caught the first time? No, the opposite, my friend. So I was going to these probation meetings and classes and doing all this court-ordered shit, right? I was storing, I would take clean piss, right? And I would store it. I would pee into Ziploc jars. I would pee into Tupperware. I would put piss into the fridge, and I would save it. So then I could put it into one of those like fake little bottles that you could then heat up and put a heating pad on, right?
Squirt it.
And exactly. And so then when I go in for drug tests, I would get the perfect temperature, right? I would make sure that shit would heat up right next to my balls. I would take the piss out of the bottle and then shoot it into the little jar for my probation officer. That's how much of a pothead I was. So if you walked into my apartment, my trap house, nothing was in there but a couch, a TV that didn't work, and you'd open my fridge. All that was in there, Tupperware jars filled with piss, filled with clean piss. All because I couldn't stop smoking weed. I could have stopped for 3 months. Couldn't do it. I had to have Tupperwares full of piss inside my refrigerator and a dirty mattress on the floor with no box spring. And then you'd open up another room filled to the brim with pounds of marijuana and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I didn't even bother to buy a box spring.
That's player.
Or another apartment.
That is player.
Yeah. So, I mean, so, you know, you got to take a step back when you're storing your own piss right next to your vegetables. You got to take a step back and look at your life. You got to take a step back when you're drinking. And like me, when you find yourself rather brutally, how do we say this? Skull fucking, because there's just no other way to say it. I know it sounds harsh, but that there's just no other verb in the English language that can surmise what I was doing to this girl who had a broken foot.
Oh my God. And
was in a boot. She was in a boot. There was a woman named Tiffany. I was living in Eugene, Oregon. I was going to college. A woman named Tiffany, she had herpes.
She
responsibly would not fuck me. I would always want to fuck her, and she would not fuck me because she was completely damaged and washed up, even at the tender age of 21. We were on our way back from the bar. I was walking. Tiffany was limping in crutches. She had a boot. She had just had foot surgery. I go, hey, you're giving me some head tonight. So I basically drag her hobbling ass back to my apartment. We get back from the bar to my apartment, which is a couple blocks off campus. I try the door. It's locked. I go for my keys. I realize I have lost my keys. I said, no. No, Tiff. If you think you're getting off work, you ain't. So in front of my door, in front of my apartment with people walking by, this poor gal is furiously blowing me with a broken foot and a gigantic on her knees with the boot on her foot.
She had to be fat.
She wasn't even that fat, dude. She was just a small town whore.
Yeah.
And And that's the kind of thing. And so after I finished, she's in a skirt, but she's in like a dress and she's got fucking makeup streaming down her face. And I go, hang on. I know I left my buddy's keys. I left my keys at my buddy's place. It's about 4 blocks away. I'll be back in 10 minutes. You just stay here and try not to freeze to death. Just stay in front of my apartment. I run over to my buddy's place. I walk in. All my boys are there. And they're like, hey, Johnny, come get the sticks. The sticks were Mario Kart for Nintendo 64. I'm like, well, who am I to turn down a game of Mario Kart with my buddies? And, you know, time just goes by. Time flies when you're having a blast with your buds. And then I look down at my phone and I realize hours have elapsed.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, I think Tiffany is perhaps dead in front of my apartment. And my DNA is all up in her mouth. And I'm like, yikes, fellas, I got to get back to check on this dead body. I run back and she's gone. Whoa. Hey, she found her way home. She found her way home. And this is why you don't teach a man, you don't give a man a fish. You teach it to fish and she can eat for a lifetime. So this woman figured out she had the agency. She had the agency to find her way home.
How long do you think after you left her was she like, oh yeah, this motherfucker?
I imagine it was pretty cold out. I imagine it couldn't have been more than 10 or 15 minutes. To where, you know, the shame, the booze wore off and the shame crept in.
And the cum is dripping.
Yeah. And you know what? She is married with 3 children now, probably.
Good girl.
You know, she went to rehab. She went through her own process, you know.
Drug addict.
And yeah, exactly. And now she lives for her kids and her husband, who works at the sawmill in whatever little town that she went back to in Oregon. He's a logger. He comes home. You know, faithfully every day, she has mashed potatoes and pot roast waiting for him, you know, and on the weekends they go to Buffalo Wild Wings,
shove it up.
And she is sexually not gratified at all. And deep down she's deeply, deeply unhappy. But the point is she's stable and she's sober and she lives for her kids. And there's no way to tell the difference between the kids. I mean, they're all just kind of blobby, white, pale. They're all dressed in flannel. Oh. And they're all named, you know, Jacob.
Nice.
And they just and that's why you get sober. These are the choices you make. You're either getting face fucked. That's a metaphor for life. You're either face fucking or you're getting face fucked. Oh, you know?
So good. Yeah.
Which one do you want to be? Which one do you want to be, Luis?
No,
you want to be doing the face fucking, or you want to be getting face fucked?
I definitely want to be doing the face.
You want to be doing the face fucking. That's life. That's life. I'm speaking in metaphors here.
Face fuck it.
So yeah, man. So yeah, we're gonna see what this journey looks like without the booze, but we'll be smoking. We'll be beating women. We will be, you know. Stealing purses from old ladies. We will be walking up to, you know, homeless people collecting cans. And after they've collected like a day's worth of cans in a big shopping cart, we'll tip it over right in front of their face.
Yeah.
You know, we'll spread COVID to little kids. We'll still be living, but we'll be doing it responsibly and in a way that honors our higher power.
Being good humans.
That's right.
There we go.
That's right. So please follow me at Mr. Johnny Mitchell. Share it. Like it. Tell your friends, we are on a journey that I think we're about to take off. And that is the last you'll ever see of me in this studio because we'll be upgrading, but we'll bring Paul along. You hate this. He hates this fucking studio too. He put in months of work and he's completely as let down by it as I am. So, he doesn't like it. He goes to bed. You know, we have ways of deceiving ourselves, right. You know? Oh, great. He just turned the fucking blue light on after we're done with the episode. Why wouldn't you? Why would there be any prep for this show whatsoever? Just why would there be? Hey.
It's not the Mitchell way.
Hey, there wouldn't. There wouldn't. Because that would be professional. And it would look good for our audience. And we don't want that. We don't want our viewers being happy. I got to go. Enjoy the episode. Bye-bye. Rub Luis's belly. It's like petting your cat. It's so sweet.
He is in many ways, he's like a young Mexican Buddha, you know?
Yes, in so many ways. He's Budista.
He is a Buddhist.
He's a Budista.
He knows the meaning of
life. He's a barista and a Budista.
Somehow he gives advice to everyone in the neighborhood and nobody understands why.
You know? Right.
That's
right,
so
right.
funny because I do.
Dude, how funny was that if you just walked up to some gangbangers and you gave them like some Zen
hey
statements?
Guys, you should be more about love.
Hey, what set you claim, homie? Nothing is permanent, fellas. Hey, do you guys study the concept of impermanence? You know?
Hey guys, you know you're doing all this shit, fool. It's just like because you were like you were like a product of your environment and shit. Like think about it, and if you leave,
he goes up to like they're like fighting pit bulls. He approaches them and he goes, do you ever think that we're not even? Do you ever study quantum physics? And you think about like we're not even in this dimension, man. There's fucking millions of dimensions just around us.
Hey guys, instead of killing those pit bulls, like think about how like. There's someone else just like you in another dimension, probably dominating fool. You're probably the fucking biggest retard of yourself. you're the worst version of yourself, fool. You're in the worst dimension and the worst version of yourself, fool. Like there's another guy just like you, fucking dominating fool.
They're like someone's like fucking his mom in the mouth with a gun, and he's like, do you ever think like we're in a simulation? Like nothing we do, like love is the only thing that matters. So, like, man, we don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, they're like robbing a bank, dude, holding people up. And Luis is like, hey, man, like, you don't have to do this shit, man, because, like, it's like society expects you to do this shit.
It'd be funny if
it'd be better.
It'd be funny if, like, his Latino family members prayed to him, though, like the Buddha, like they lit candles, and placed him on his belly fat.
Dude, you know, no,
right before they take the trip to El Norte, you know,
yeah.
Like, oh make sure God. The trip is safe. You know,
it'd be funny if like Luis, they knew that he was going to be the Buddha as when he was a little child, and he had like lines out the door of like people coming in to just like touch, kiss his feet,
right,
as
right.
a little fat baby,
leaving like wreaths and different little things, like how they pray to El Chapo,
right,
in
exactly.
Sinaloa, you know,
right. Instead, they just fattened him up with horchata and Coca Cola.
Yeah, instead of they just fed him fucking McDonald's cheeseburgers for yeah, breakfast.
Yeah, and they were like, hey, we have to bring the Buddha. Baby, we have to bring the Buddha baby some stuff to eat, and then like everybody in the fucking town brought like Luis just fucking McChickens and fucking all kinds of bullshit.
McChickens.
McChickens.
Are those Irish chickens?
You never had McChickens?
Yeah, they fucking right before Luis's family was about to get on top of that train to take it fucking through El Salvador. Mm-hmm. They rubbed his belly with like garlic. You know?
Oh yeah, of course. Of course.
Right before they paid MS-13 protection money to help them.
And one time, like and then. And then Luis got kidnapped and got raped, and his family was like, dude, somebody fucked the Buddha baby, man. That's so fucked up. Like, somebody's like, oh, man, they fucked the Buddha baby, man. That's fucked up.
They're like, is someone impaling a cow? Oh, no, that's a person. Oh, sweet Jesus.
They're like, how could someone fuck? He's a sacred Buddha. He's the sacred Buddha baby, Mexican baby, Buddha.
So we're here, Leo. Good to have you back. We missed you last week, buddy.
Yeah, dude. You had an. Oh God, I gotta stop saying it. I can't keep calling Mudflap a fat motherfucker or an obese piece of shit or I don't know. Bowling. I called him. What did I? I called him something really fucked up, dude. But anyway, either way.
Yeah.
I will
stop calling him a fucking slovenly waste of space.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta stop calling him just an obese, grotesque.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I told him the only chance he has to have sex is if like some girl's extremely into Santa Claus, and just so like that he has to dress like him and like have an elf watching and shit.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say that. Rape.
Well, Johnny Mitchell.
See, guys, we can say whatever we want. We can say spick. We can say faggot. Because I did an intro to this for 15 to 20 minutes, so YouTube hasn't picked up. So we're still gonna monetize.
Oh,
so we can say whatever we want.
Let's get it.
Leo, you were last week you called and told me you were sick. Now let's just be crystal clear.
Mm.
You were just hungover, weren't you?
No, I had a slight fever, and I didn't want to put anybody at risk.
A slight fever. You're like, I woke up dehydrated with a headache. And you were like, yeah, I went to Dan Tana's and was drinking till about 4 a.m. Yeah. And then I woke up feeling slightly poo-poo-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I
strange
think
how that happens.
I think Leo was just tied one on the night before. But whatever. We're glad you're feeling better.
Well, let me tell you. When I do drink, I have a routine when I get home. I chug a lot of water and I drink a B vitamin.
Oh, yeah, you got to.
In the morning.
Yeah.
And in the morning, you will feel good. So then that didn't work. And I was like, wait a second. But I wasn't hungover in the morning. I felt a little under the weather. And I was like, I might be getting sick.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But then, you know, I mean, I could have been hungover.
My routine is
I started feeling really, really good around 4 or 5 p.m. again. So.
Yeah, did you have a nap and a sweat?
I had like a nap. Yeah, a good hot shower, a nap, you know, and I started feeling amazing. So, yeah, you know, you're probably right.
Well, good to have you back. I mean, you we'll call her, how would you describe our guest, Lindsay Jennings, in here last week? Good friend of mine.
Oh, really? Use her full name.
And yeah, absolutely.
Now
yeah.
You're going to defame her. Now you're
no, I'm not going to defame her. She was just, you know, she was a handful. You know what I mean? It was turnt. We were turnt.
Yeah.
This episode's going to be turnt, though. We have, this is a really an historic mm-hmm. moment in the history of the Johnny Mitchell Show / Sick Joke Podcast. We have in studio one of our patrons, one of my favorite patrons, Giovanni. Can we say his full name? Can we say his full name for protection? Yeah, let's keep him anonymous, dude.
His
that
name
was
is
smart.
Giovanni, but he's not. He's one of the fucking.
Giovanni.
He's not Italian.
Giovanni, see, he's dressed like Tom Cruise in Cocktail, but
same and glasses,
but he has the face. He looks like Terry Schiavo who spent some time on the beach.
Oh,
do you remember
go.
Who Terry Schiavo is?
No, I don't.
Let's pull Terry Schiavo.
I think he looks.
Producer
like,
should have been on that.
You tell me right now he doesn't. If he was wearing black rim glasses that were, you know,
there we go.
Glasses,
there's Terry right there.
Tell me he doesn't look like a Latino Waldo. Oh, that's funny actually. He does. That's so fucked up.
Look at her with her mouth.
Oh my god,
dude. Tell me with her mouth like that, she doesn't look like she's saying the word pa. Like, hey pa.
It's so fucked up. Didn't she have like some kind of accident?
It was an accident when her mom fucked her dad, or when her mother fucked her brother.
My God. But look, she looks like fine right
now.
She
was fucking hot, though, back in the day.
How?
I would have smashed old Terry Schiavo.
Why? What happened to Terry Schiavo?
I can't remember. This was like a decade ago, but I remember when it was the whole like right wing versus left wing thing. She had like a degenerative disease, I want to say. And again, If there was any justice in this world, or if we had any thought of production, the screen would be facing us, so I could read it.
I can read it perfectly.
You can? Yeah. Oh, you're going to be our reader today. Go ahead. You're a good reader.
A woman in an irreversible.
I spoke way too smooth.
It's kind of far away. A woman in an irreversible, there we go, persistent vegetative state. Schiavo's husband and legal guardian argued that Schiavo would not have wanted prolonged artificial life support without the prospect of recovering, and in 1998, elected to remove her feeding tube. Schiavo's parents disputed her husband's assertions and challenged Schiavo's medical diagnosis, arguing in favor of continuing artificial nutrition and hydration. Highly publicized, prolonged series of legal challenges presented by her press. So you're saying that this man that came to visit us today
is the reincarnation of Terry Schiavo
in vegetative state?
Is Terry Schiavo's bastard son, actually,
Giovanni.
Okay, we're gonna say his full name. It's Giovanni Schiavo.
Schiavo's kid.
No, we're just playing. He's a very good looking guy. He joins the live Zooms every week on Sunday. He's killer. He's one of the most intelligent, put together, well rounded cats in the Limp Army. So we're thrilled to have you here, buddy. What's going on, dude? What the fuck are you doing in L.A.?
I'm coming down from Utah. I drove down, stayed in Vegas yesterday. I got like a family thing this weekend.
You're picking up meth, aren't you? You're picking up meth. He's Mexican. So this is in Mexico.
Are you a Mormon? Yeah. Are you a Mormon?
I'm not Mormon.
Why are you living in Utah?
I don't know. It's just I was actually born in Ventura County, okay. Right?
Your parents moved to Utah?
My parents moved from Mexico City. So I'm
to Ventura, then to Utah?
I know, you know?
From Mexico City to Ventura, then to Utah?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
like what do they do out there?
Out there? Well, actually, my dad came back here. He lives here now again.
Really? Okay. Second family.
Yeah, but my mom still lives up there, of course.
How many families does your dad have? Over under three. I say three. What do you think?
I'd say at least two.
Yeah. Minimum two.
What do you mean, though? Like, I don't get that.
Well, every Mexican man, every old school Mexican man has at least two families. Right. If not, you're gay.
Giovanni, let me tell you something.
If not, you're fucking gay.
You remember around Thanksgiving when your dad goes, hey, I got to go step out, go to the store real quick? He wasn't going to the store, Giovanni.
The store doesn't take a week to go to.
Exactly. He was going to see his other family real quick and then giving them the same excuse. Hey, we're out of Collins mix. I better go and get some... some Collins mix.
It's like an 80s movie. He comes back like three days later. He's like, oh, look it. We're out of Collins mix. And then he's out again.
Cigarettes, right?
Right, yeah. Never came back.
So when your father, look, it doesn't mean he doesn't love you.
No, of course not.
He's a true macho machismo kind of guy. You know what I mean? I mean, in the Muslim religion, they would say that, you know, you need more than one woman, of course, to satiate a man's desires. But and the Mexicans, they also believe this. And
yeah, no,
it's okay.
I think they just, I think they just fuck a lot. And and they find one woman extremely annoying. Mm. I mean, these are actually the most logical people, if you think about it. I mean, you know, you're going to have one set of kids to fucking let you down? No, better to have three sets. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, exactly.
It's like a man thing. I don't know what it is, dude. It's like the Genghis Khan theory, right? Like, he impregnated so many women. That's what he wanted to do, man. He wanted to spread his seed far and wide. And the Mexicans, they are on board with that.
They're on board, dude. You imagine, like, you're sitting there, like a gay rumor goes around because you only have one family. They're like, you know, fucking Manuel only has one loving wife and doesn't cheat. What is he, some kind of fag? Is he some kind of puto maricón? You know, like that's...
They're like, hey, fucking, he's a good guy.
You can't really do that anymore, though. Unfortunately, you can't really... Because of social media, you can't really... It's this... Your parents' generation will be the last family to just have a secret family. You go your whole life. This is seriously it, though. Mexican men specifically would go their whole lives with secret families and they would never meet. Never shall the two meet.
Exactly.
Ooh. And it was fine.
Because nowadays, like, your mom probably got a call like this, like, Marta, this is...
Hello?
Hello, Marta, this is Renee.
I'll be you're Marta?
I'm calling Marta. You're Marta.
Oh, so we're both fucking Giovanni's dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Got it. Okay, cool. So I'm Marta. No,
Give me a Latina girl's name. I'm blanking.
Consuela. What's your mom's name?
Jessica. I'm going to be Jessica.
Jessica, and I'll be Marta. Jessica. Okay, hold on. So you call me. Yeah. Great.
Bring. Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Espérame un momento. I have to turn the vacuum cleaner off. Sí, okay. Hello.
Hi, is this the Marta?
Sí.
Marta Rodriguez.
Claro. ¿Quién diga?
Hello. This is Jessica.
Jessica? No, te conozco.
I just want to say that because I've been going to church and I've been with Jesus Cristo and I don't feel good doing this no more. But I've been taking your husband's dick, doggy style, mostly. And he gave me a kid. We have a little Jose.
Oy.
And he is 1 year old. And I want to tell you that he comes here for Thanksgiving when he goes to get the cigarettes. He comes to my house and he spends a little time with us. But you are in the first place. He loves you guys more than I. He spends a little more time with you guys. But I think he has a third wife.
Okay, I'm just a cleaning lady, sir. I don't know. I think you have the wrong name. I know married.
No,
I know married.
No.
I know Heike.
Where is Marta?
Marta?
She's not there?
Marta is... hold on. Okay, I see her. She is in the pool. Lying face up, her body bloated. I think their problem.
Oh, damn, he killed her? I knew he wanted to kill me.
Ay, Dios. I'm so close to green card.
Oh,
I'm so
God.
Close to getting green card. They're going to think I kill him.
Oh, my God. He wanted to kill me, por Dios. He wanted to kill me, too.
Oh, he killed me with his dick. He forced me, to.
He has a very big dick, Giovanni.
It's like como un burro.
It's so big.
I call him burro.
It's a huge dick. But you see the son's dick? The son's dick is not as big. It's actually small.
Que puto.
Giovanni. Yeah, Giovanni's a hoto. He's a very maricón. Giovanni's a big maricón.
I pray for him.
Giovanni's a piece of shit. He's stupid.
Okay. That's definitely how it happened. I think that's so again. So again, that's... And you know, it's sad. It's sad that you won't see that anymore. You'll see as Mexicans and every nationality that comes here except for Armenians who refuse to assimilate.
Right.
You'll see them becoming more and more Americanized and unhappy and white.
Right.
That's
true. The Armenians are they're still like very, very much living in Yerevan, the capital.
They're a savage mongrel race of people. Oh, yeah. But yeah, we're happy to have you here.
Yeah, thanks.
You're drinking a tall boy of Modelo, and it's 2 p.m.
It's 2 p.m. Exactly. Why?
You're still kind of Mexican.
I mean, I got a week off work, so I'm just nice. On vacation.
What
mode
do you
right
do?
Now.
Yeah. How old are you? What do you do?
So I'm 23 years old. I work in like sales.
What kind of sales?
It's like
fentanyl.
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't know?
Drugs.
No, I know, but it's basically we sell like home security systems.
Come on. He's got to pitch us a home security system.
Yeah.
We are a rich couple. We're gay.
Yeah.
And
gay.
We live in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
West
Hollywood, right on the cusp.
Yeah, West Hollywood, right on the cusp.
Yeah.
And
we thought about getting a place in Beverly Hills, but it's like so pretentious.
It really is.
You know,
at least we're in West Hollywood, but I mean, we do need security though. There's a lot of homeless people in the neighborhood.
Oh my God.
So how are you, Giovanni? What do you got for us?
Oh, these boys trying to break in.
I know.
Oh my God, you're so cute. Come in, please.
God, if I always wanted a little Mexican boy.
A little churro.
Yeah, that'd be so fun.
Oh my God, did we have the churros last time we went to Disney? Oh.
I think we did.
Boom.
Anyway, come on, let's hear it. What
do
you got for us?
Let's hear the pitch.
Well, check it out, fellas. You guys need this system, you know, just in case there's any sus people walking around.
Okay. Sus? What is sus?
You're really unprofessional.
Sus? What does that mean?
He's using like TikTok language, Jim.
Oh,
yeah,
but we have
weird.
A TikTok. We're a couple of queens from WeHo. Of course, we have a TikTok.
We do it because we're great dancers.
Yoth. Got it.
So, Giovanni, what the fuck are you doing?
We got a Palm Springs, so obviously we have a house. Yeah. We have a second home.
Yeah, we have a second home, and we're away from our home. We want to make sure that our doggies are okay.
These are two show dogs with papers. We Their safety is of the utmost importance.
Giovanni, say it with me. Best in show. Come on, say it.
Best in show.
Okay? Yeah. So that's our doggos.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's hear it. Why should we get your shitty system?
Oh, babe, stop.
I'm sorry. I'm being rude.
Dang, I mean, honestly, just fuck you, pay me. That's basically it, you know?
Oh, fuck you? Are you hitting on my man? Are you hitting on the fucking security salesman?
Stop. He wants
to Oh, my God. You treat me so...
Stop.
Oh,
he wants to share us.
I can't even.
You can have some of him, too. You can have the mouth.
I want the whole thing. I've told you this before. I want the whole thing or I want nothing. I want nothing.
Fine.
I can't even. I got
fine.
HIV to be for this.
Did you take your prep though? Because
no, sweetie. When we got together, I knew I was gonna get it because you had it, and I said you're the last person I need to be with. It's fine. It's not a death sentence.
That's right. He looks like a guy that takes prep. He's fine.
He's not. You're always hitting on these little straight boys in front of me.
I'm sorry. It's just, it doesn't mean that I don't love you. It just means that I need a little variation. Your penis is nice, but it's...
Oh, you're such a fucking faggot.
Your penis is nothing special. It's just there.
Now you sound like my ex. She said. She legitimately
fuck
said
her,
it was average.
That
stupid fucking cunt, twat, whore,
why would she
bitch,
say that, dude?
Fucking
she,
like,
fuck you.
I wish there was a way to call a chick a faggot, but with like in Spanish with an A on it. Just, you know what I'm saying?
Is cunt really like, white girls just get so mad at that. You know, you have to, I feel like you can go to a black girl and just be like, you're a cunt. She'd be like,
she wouldn't even know what the fuck
no,
that
she
is.
Wouldn't know. Black chicks don't know the word cunt. Like, it hasn't made it into the black lexicon. Like, cunt?
It's getting there. We're just getting there.
I hope so. Yeah. Maybe that will be fucking Luis's. Maybe that'll be the video.
Luis goes up to white women.
Down in the projects, would you go around to black chicks and just call them a cunt and see what happens? Or do you think there'd be...
I think there'd be some repercussions.
You know what? That's true because they have brothers and shit. Jerome, but they should be all in prison. Shouldn't they?
I mean, or...
Like, don't their brother... I mean, I guess they're on parole. Whatever.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, but so. Yeah.
Gentrify the
we projects. Make a couple of good fags, don't we?
Yeah. That was way too. You guys are. We went off for a while. Don't you watch your mouth over there, Luis.
Yeah. Seriously. I'll make you two fucking kiss. Spicks fucking make out.
We're at the top of Mount Everest.
Exactly.
All I know is if us three right here, Luis, me, and Johnny, we're at the top of Mount Everest, and God goes, in order to save the world, you have to start. You have to start an avalanche. The only guy we're throwing your ass.
We're gonna get him to start the.
Yeah, start it. Wouldn't need any of us. We'd be like, all right, well, I guess Luis is the man to be sacrificed.
Would Luis be our Sherpa?
Yeah,
if we were gonna climb Everest.
He would be our Sherpa. Yeah. He'd carry all our shit
with just a coat.
I'd turn around. You'd be like, I'm pissing on him. Look.
He is built like a pack animal, isn't he?
Of course, dude. You could. He's very much like a burro.
You can like
yes. Cutest burrow.
You put Goya beans on my neck.
The borough of Brooklyn.
Giovanni, you're 23 years old. Did you go to school?
Yeah, we leave a can of Goya beans up at the top, with the prayer flags and shit. Quest. Oh, that's so funny, dude.
He'll find a way.
What if we left a fucking sombrero on the top of Mount Everest?
That'd be so funny.
Sorry. So what were you asking?
Giovanni, have you been to school? What are your goals? What do you want to do in life? That was the worst sales pitch ever. I hope you don't really do that at work. Have you sold any security systems?
Most boring question.
I don't teach like that at work. But I go to school. I go to university. I'm trying to. Well, my major is personal financial planning. Like, I'm trying to get into like advising people on finance.
I know exactly what he wants to get into.
I always want to take advice from a guy who's drinking a Modelo, a tall boy Modelo at 2 p.m. I love it.
He's also primed to go straight into the MLM schemes.
Oh, absolutely. Multi-level marketing written all over him, dude.
He is going to be one of those guys at a party who's like, hey, man, you ever thought about selling Transamerica? And you're like, what's the product? Well, if you get other people to join, really, you don't really need to worry about the project. Like, wait a second. This sounds like a pyramid scheme. Like, well, isn't everything a pyramid scheme? Fuck those guys. How many fucking times have you had those guys come up to your parties? But you know what the fucked up thing is? Like, some of them make a lot of money.
Dude, it's always like your friends from high school you haven't talked to for like 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
I have an opportunity for you.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah?
You know?
All the Mexican bitches in my school, dude, they ended up selling Herbalife.
What happened, fool?
That was the thing. That was the pyramid scheme in the Mexican community.
You got it.
That and Avon, bro. You know,
Avon,
you know,
Avon, yeah.
You know, your Theon
fucking
stuff.
Put it all the fucking. I was like, girl, what the fuck is he doing?
Right. So,
she would have all her, her old.
You should be fucking on, dude. You good?
Yeah, we're good. So how would, I missed a great riff, too. What's a good. Leo, because you know you've thought about it. You know you've thought about selling Amway, Herbalife.
There was one World Financial Group when I was I think it's gone now, but when I was straight out of college, that was the one that really heavily recruited me.
It doesn't make any, isn't it just, how are those legal? They're not selling anything. It's just you get somebody to sign up for something and you get money.
Right.
I mean, it's based on anything.
That's weird. All my friends would always like get really deep into it before they would figure it out. And I was like, listen, guys, it's really simple. If you have to pay somebody for a job or you have to buy a product or there is no pay and the only way you get paid is if other people join, it's an MLM scheme.
Yeah.
But it's still hard because people get excited. Almost it's hard to get a job out there. I mean, I went to a meeting. I got suckered into a meeting. I think everybody goes to one meeting.
Yeah, everybody goes to one meeting for sure. It's if like you're about your
office,
money.
It's like that Office episode where he's drawing the pyramid.
Yeah.
Michael Scott's like, you get one person and then under that and then
it's not a pyramid.
It's not a pyramid scheme. And then he draws it. Fucking what's his name?
Fucking Jim.
Jim, dude. Yeah. Jim draws it. It's a fantastic episode.
So I guess we'll get into it. We've been saying fag a lot, and this segues perfectly. And I didn't even plan that, Leo, but this segues perfectly into our first story. So, So what the fuck happened? So Matt Damon, this is the most hilarious example to me of like Hollywood virtue signaling.
Right.
Okay. So apparently his daughter, Matt Damon, is no longer using the word fag.
Right.
Because his daughter wrote, end quote, a treatise like the Communist Manifesto, like Karl Marx wrote his infamous treatise. Mm. So let's read this. Matt Damon is insisting that he never used the fag slur.
F slur following.
No,
F,
a guy from the 80s, the guy from the 80s who grew up in Boston never said the word fag. Okay.
I bet you never did, dude.
Oh, my God. Fucking fag Damon. In an article posted by the UK Sunday Times, the Stillwater star was quoted saying he had stopped using the offensive term months ago. Okay, so he stopped using it months ago. When his daughter wrote a treatise on how that word is dangerous.
Right.
If my kid brought me like a manifesto, like on a scroll, talking about how a word was dead, I'd be like, go to your room, faggot.
Exactly.
The fuck are you
now,
doing?
Now listen to this. This is what
I
think
is funny.
Do you
know how much money I give you, you little twat?
Because I read into this bullshit. Now, let me tell you what I think is really funny about it. And I think this is what happened. Tell me if this is what you got from it, too. So he claims that he was at the dinner table, and he used the word. So they were inquisitive. Like, how did you use that word?
Right.
So he goes, oh, I was just talking about one of my scenes in a movie, which is kind of a joke in the movie. So it's stuck on me or whatever when he's stuck to Greg Kinnear, right? You ever see that one? Or
no.
You ever watch
what,
it?
Okay, what is
he's
that?
Like stuck like a Siamese twin.
What movie is this?
It's called Stuck on Me. Yeah. Or Stuck.
Oh, one of those like 90s. Yeah. Everybody forgot about that movie.
Everybody forgot. It was one of Matt Damon's worst movies, 100%.
Okay. I liked it.
And so there's a point where they're doing karaoke, and then when the music stops, somebody from the back's like, you're a faggot. And
always funny.
And then I was like, okay, so he said that he was merely repeating that scene. That does no, dude.
No. Why he's
he
repeating scenes to his kids?
Yeah, no,
from his worst,
from
most
his
obscure
worst
movie.
Exactly. No, so he used it in another way, and I wish that I knew how he threw that hard F.
Yo, that Matt Damon's a fag. Or no, that Ben Affleck. Oh, you think Ben Affleck wrote?
Come on,
Goodwill Hunting. That was all me. Fuck him. He's a fag.
Yeah, I would love it. I would love it if you called Ben Affleck a faggot, dude. And that was how his kid. Then the kid was like, "Well, you shouldn't call Uncle Ben that."
Yeah, he just reaches over and just hits her, just slaps her. I would love if Matt Damon was just the worst human being behind closed doors,
dude. He seems like a really good guy. He's been with like one chick forever. I don't know, man.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a good guy.
Well, I think it was him that like would like he. I don't know if he got in trouble or something or like got some charge for doing some racist shit back in the day. I don't know if it
no,
was
that
him.
was Wahlberg.
Wahlberg
straight up beat the shit out of a
he
Korean store owner.
He blinded
yeah,
blinded
him with a broom, dude. Yeah,
that's fucking
and like five
nuts.
Years later, he was like the most famous guy on earth.
Yeah,
I mean,
know. It's kind of fucked up. And he turned to religion. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, oh, Wahlberg.
Yeah, he turned to religion. To ask if it was or was not cool to blind a Korean
yeah.
store owner.
As he was saying, I think it
what,
was.
What do you think, Leah?
No, dude. That was
it's
the
not
worst.
It's wrong.
It's very wrong. But he didn't. He also was saying a racial slur. He was saying the old CH. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it might have been the GOO.
No.
Or the CH. Or the, you know, the. Here's a good one. It doesn't even sound like a slur. Zipperhead. That was one they used to use during the war.
Really?
Yeah, it's a good one. But I doubt he was like, you fucking zipper.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm going to be a fucking zipper head.
Those were for the Japs.
What is wrong with him? Yeah, I can't believe he was like in a really crazy place once. I bet like that crazy place that he was in. I mean, he must have been on drugs or something. But
he's like, dude, what? What? I'm not in a fucking crazy place.
Yeah, that's him right there.
Can I do that?
That's not a bad. That's
am
not
I
a bad
fucking
impression.
Mark Wahlberg from the 90s? What? What? I just stole this bag of barbecue ranch Doritos, Mr. Gook Storna. What? What are you going to do? Huh?
That's not bad. It's out of breath.
I'll fucking blind you. I'll blind you. You fucking zip ahead.
Say hi to your mother for me.
Say hi to your mother for me.
Dude, he's.
You're pretty good at that one.
Thank you. Yeah, you gotta rub it, dude. I think you should sit there every time.
See, whenever I get really upset, I just reach over and I'm like, oh, everything's good now. Everything's good. Let's not, Giovanni.
Why the fuck are you here, dude?
Let's just fatten Luis up. I don't want him to get in shape.
No, yeah.
I don't want anything to change.
I'm almost there, dude. I'm like 20 pounds away.
From what, abs?
Yeah.
From
20 pounds away from just being fat. Not being obese.
Luis, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, please.
When you were like in the middle of your obesity, would you often like be watching TV and then a commercial would come on for like one of those exercise machines and you would look at it?
Just get exhausted.
You would look at it and you'd be like, you know what, dude? I'm going to do it, man. I'm going to get back in shape. And you had the breadcrumbs on your fucking like shirt still. The chips.
Were you obese? for?
What's that?
No. I'm talking about Luis over there, dude. Johnny, what the fuck kind of disrespect?
I know. We got to fucking. This is why we can't engage him too much. He's not a professional broadcaster. You just killed a fucking riff, man.
I don't even know what to say right now, dude. You want to leave?
Don't listen to him. Hey, that's my patron. Don't you fucking. He's more important than you, dude.
You bought the $5.
There's the door, dude. Oh, yeah, for everybody who didn't know, no, you closed that. No. He's the most important person in this room. He's the customer, dude.
Customer's always right.
No, I've seen, Leo's post, right? I was subscribed, and I just subscribed to Johnny like a month ago.
Fuck yeah, dude. He had $10 to spend, and he said, old Leandro, Randy Savage, fucking... Fat thighs,
dude.
Or Johnny, or Daddy, or Uncle Johnny.
Well, I got some value.
I'm not even your uncle, dude. Uncle I'm your Johnny. Fucking dad.
Yeah, I got some good value out of Leo's Patreon, though.
Thanks,
you know what
man.
I mean? I
appreciate that.
Helps with
just helps overall with, confidence, and you know, and if you yeah, some poon. Ladies, some yeah. poon. Yeah, I got a good couple of one liners, and I got some good lines that
nice.
Will help.
Daily
That's good. You don't get anything out
daily
of me except fucking.
Good.
Belly laughter.
Live stream.
You don't leave my podcast thinking all is right with the world, you know? You leave thinking we're on a fucking little spinning speck of dust in the middle of a random universe.
Mm-hmm. We could be in the ball sack of a giant alien.
Dude, we're in the fucking ball sack. We were mere sperm in the ball sack of this greater... Yes. Consciousness,
yes,
you
and
know,
they, and they and they've studied us and they know all about us and they could give a fuck less about us. So
dude,
that's why they'll never make themselves known.
Yeah, we are a genital wart,
right.
In the anus of some unloving god. You know,
named
Chad,
right?
You know,
yeah, the god
and
is
Chad's
just...
getting banged out in his ass by a dude. With herpes, and then he's got an outbreak, and that's the world. You know what I mean? And in 4 billion years, once the cream kicks
pops.
In,
yeah.
It pops, exactly. Pops. And that's when the sun absorbs the universe. That's right. Actually the preparation H popping the genital, the anal wart,
the anal
rather.
The pus coming out.
Yeah. So Luis is fat. So back to the crumbs on his... So Luis was in one of his sleep apnea spells.
I had sleep apnea. I had my tonsils ripped out for it.
He's 20,
what?
Dude.
I swear to God, yeah, I had sleep apnea so bad. I was literally dying in my sleep. I was not able to breathe. And they took off my tonsils because they're like, yeah, you're either going to fucking drown while you're sleeping.
Oh, my God.
And I would constantly wake up with headaches because I just wouldn't get enough oxygen.
Sweetie.
Yeah. Why do you have sleep apnea so bad? I mean, it is associated with your weight somewhat, right?
Well, I was like malnourished when I was really little. And then my mom felt bad. So she was like, all right, let's fatten this fuck up. I got, everything I wanted when it came to food. Everything low quality, you know what I mean? Fucking Rice Krispies. And
why were you malnourished?
I think the malnourishment would have been healthier than what he's got now, dude.
Wait, how do you know you're malnourished? Like, what, they weren't just giving you food at all?
No, they were giving me food, dude. It was just like, I was just skinny. I was just really skinny. And I just, a kid that doesn't want to eat.
He looked like we back in the village right before. He looked like, the caravan as we marching through Honduras. And we say, we're down to our last can of Goya. Oh, what do we do? What do we do?
Mira, your son, he looks like a chihuahua. He's so skinny. He looks like a little piece of shit dog. Chihuahua.
Yeah, he looked like the little... Yeah,
you should fatten him up a little. Give him some horchata.
That'd be good for him.
Give him the horchata and maybe some Coca-Cola.
Oh, do you know what would be healthy for him? We want to put him on diet. We give him Kraft singles for breakfast.
Yes, give him the Kraft.
We put him, between white
lunch.
Bread, and then we put a lot of
that's
butter
perfect.
On it.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's perfect.
That's really good for you. And then for dinner, you give him the top ramen.
That top ramen. We don't want to turn him into a fag, but we give him something healthy.
If you want a little vegetables, you put the tapatio.
Put the tapatillo
sauce and he has some veggies.
And then we wash it down with a piece of a cake or from Ralph's.
We put the cake and they fuck the water. You only drink the Coca-Cola in this house.
No, but that Fanta. Fanta and Coca-Cola.
It's a 7-Up because if he gets sick, you give him that 7-Up.
Oh, that's good for him.
It's good for him.
That's good for
the
him.
The 7-Up cures everything.
Yeah. And if you guys, if you get hungry in the middle of the night, you wake up and you have a couple of Jolly Ranchers. And you
I got the candy.
Bed.
We, if you want, you wake up and you have some cacahuates with
that's peanuts yeah. for all
some
you.
Some cacahuates with some sugar. Fucking, that's called peanut butter in the hood.
Oh, you look dehydrated. You need some Kool-Aid.
Yeah, you give them some Kool-Aid. Or you can just drink, you can just have the spoonfuls of the syrup for the Kool-Aid. That's good too.
Oh, let's go. Let's go.
That's weirdly accurate. Like literally the Kraft singles, the mm-hmm. Ralph's in the box. Yeah. The fucking ramen with the, you know, vegetable tapatio. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's free when you go to a food bank, dude. So you take what you get. You know?
That's what it was.
God damn it. We should call your mom on the pod sometime. I think I told Johnny this.
She would be down.
We should call her right now.
She's actually a big fan of the pod.
Could we call her right now?
Oh, wow. Dude, should we get on the phone right now?
This is what we'll do. We'll call her, and Giovanni first has to try to sell one of his systems. and then we're going to have a talking to her, Johnny, about why diet.
Are bullets flying through your window at all hours of the night? Well, the security system cannot help with that at all.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
But it'll play a loud noise. So.
Are gangbangers squatting in your apartment and will not leave? Again, can't do anything for you.
Oh, my God.
However, if people are breaking in, a alarm system will go off promptly. It will make a loud noise. And a mere 2.5-3 hours later, the cops will show up. And they go, oh, nobody dead? Fuck them. Too bad. That would have been one less nuggle we got to deal with. Boys in the hood. Boys in the hood. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Reference.
That's too bad. That would have been, but it would have been one less nuggle we have to deal with now, wouldn't it?
The black cop. Then.
Yeah, the black cop to the black guy was like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, but like, that's why it's so good, because it would have been hack if it was like a white person saying it, right? It's like that's the whole problem. It's like the black brainwashing. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Boy, this fucking episode has been, I have really, we may not be releasing this puppy. Just kidding. We absolutely are.
What's wrong with you, dude? What are you not happy about?
No, I'm feeling great. I'm just saying a lot of slurs.
Do you need the buddy?
Well, yeah. What? Yeah. Why
but
are
I'm
you
saying?
But
I'm saying it all in context.
You said the Asian one. Because
I'm feeling, you know
one.
Why? Because I'm feeling fucking good.
And those bleep,
I'm fucking on one, dude.
Yeah, because you've been lifting, dude.
That's right. I've been lifting. I've been squatting. I got fucking protein coursing. I got creatine coursing through my dick.
Dude, I've been hooking them up, man.
Yeah.
This is good,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
This is good. This is what you want, Giovanni. See, this is what you want. A fucking real alpha right here, dude.
Yeah. Well, Giovanni is like a Giovanni's
a
alpha.
A beta?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought he was a beta. I'm sorry. You're right. He's an alpha.
Chad, dude.
Only because he's on your Patreon.
Giovanni, thank you,
nah,
buddy.
Giovanni, you obviously look like you can have sex with a woman, and you are destined for greatness. I can tell yeah. just by your demeanor. But what is it that's going to take you to the next level? Because right now, your life is pathetic. I'm just kidding. No, it's actually great.
He's only 23.
In very many ways, you're
kid.
Sort of just like me. I was selling copiers at your age. Uh-huh. So, hey, man. This is how you get good at like getting, but you're on the phone?
Yeah.
Do you got to get out in person, dude? I want you floor sales.
Yeah.
You're too good looking to do behind the phone.
Yeah, I agree.
I want you to be in floor sales. Yeah. I want you to sell cars on the floor, sell appliances on the floor, maybe even get a B2B job like copiers
he's
or toner.
He's got enough teeth, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's all teeth. He's got a good smile.
You speak Spanish or no?
Yeah, I speak Spanish.
Really? That'll help you a lot.
Let me hear some fucking Espanol.
Yeah. Vamos a nosotros hablamos español.
También.
Eso. Sí, claro.
Johnny Alba.
Claro, vivía en...
¿Tienes una verga muy grande, güey, o qué?
No, medio. Mediano.
Mediana. Yeah.
She asked about my fucking cack.
Yeah, he did. It went directly to the penis.
Well, according to this whore that I used to date, it was average. I'm like, it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
Get the verbiage right. What?
She said it was small.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
So she's like,
how do you know?
Lindsay, right?
No, no. I just banged Lindsay. She was.
Okay,
you think
okay,
you
okay,
thought
okay,
that
okay.
was my girlfriend? Oh God.
What the fuck?
Oh boy. Oh boy. Aww. That's think of her as the town burro. Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
The town burro.
You're the town Buddha.
Way.
She's the town burro. Yeah. Everybody takes a turn.
She alleviates your problems.
Yeah, yeah.
The town burro.
Oh, we're Googling Lindsay Jennings. We're Googling our guest from last week. Pull her up,
no,
dude.
Dude,
I was wondering, like, who pays for her OnlyFans, bro?
That's, you know? So mean. No, are you guys mean to her?
Dude, the comments were brutes, Magoots.
She didn't give a fuck.
The comments were brutes.
She didn't give a look. She's got 10.9K.
She has on Twitter? She has 130K on Instagram.
She's got a fat ass, dude. I love Lindsay. She's a great person. She's a great friend.
And why did you guys call her fat so much?
I didn't call her fat.
No, she's mud flap. Yeah, that is the fucking pot calling the kettle fat, dude.
Yeah.
Mud flap calling someone fat. I mean, that the gall on that, you know?
She got cheeks, yeah.
That's your ex. Yeah, she has cheeks, though.
So your ex?
No.
Oh.
Why the fuck do you guys keep saying that?
I'm sorry.
Claimer.
Giovanni, are you dating anybody?
Not right now, man. Like, I talk to chicks here and there, you know, and...
What does that mean? You talk to chicks here and there?
He, like, matches someone on a fucked up app.
Yeah, like...
On Chispe. That's the Latino one.
Chispe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
That's right. See,
Chispe?
Chispe.
Like,
Chispe, I'm pretty sure.
What does that mean? Why is that guy
trying to lay some pipe here and there, you know? But I'm not really like a big, like, oh, like, let's go on a date, you know?
Ironically, it's only the Mexicans that do lay pipe.
You haven't met a girl that you like yet. Is that what it is?
I mean, yeah.
It right now. Do you follow a girl that follows you that you like on Instagram? Do you have a girl's number?
Look,
we got to call somebody.
It's only if it's a second cousin, you're fine. You know what I mean?
I mean, I just kind of, I'm a second cousin.
You just kind of what?
No, I'll talk to chicks, you know, mostly like through like Snapchat or something. And I don't know if it's not feeling well, I'm just going to cut it off.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have a girl you can call right now that might be interested in you?
Not right now, no.
God damn it. We need to call someone on the pod. I was going to pretend to be you.
Why don't we call up Spick Luis's mom?
I'm so down to call. Yeah.
Let's call her up. Let's call her up. We discussed doing that.
But Giovanni, first be like, mom.
She doesn't pick up when you call her.
Look at my phone.
He goes, oh, it's fucked up.
Luis, first thing you're going to do is get her to fucking be like, hey, mom, you got to listen to this guy. Like, I think we need this at the house.
And then
I want a fast, like, I want 30 seconds, a minute most of your pitch.
My Shark Tank pitch?
Your Shark Tank pitch, yes.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to pitch. What are we doing?
Just hold the phone into it like this.
Yeah.
All right. What am I telling her?
And then all of a sudden be like, oh, also I want you to talk to this dietitian. Okay. Those are the two lines you got to remember. All right. Then it's going to be Johnny, your dietitian. And then it's going to go off the rails.
Hold on. What's the Bluetooth here?
Rodecaster Pro.
All right, Johnny, what are you? A dietitian, correct? So you start slowly.
Fuck, it's not pulling up. I got it. Okay, cool. All right, so hold on. We're going to go over our roles here in a second.
Yes.
Just remember, too, that she can hear anybody who talks into the mic.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So call your mom up right now.
All
right. So we're going to be able to hear. So everybody's going to be able to hear this?
So we're hearing through here, then?
Oh, that's sick. You can do that. I can do that, too? Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love when we really just don't give a shit on this show. We talk about, you know, production.
It's calling.
Here we go.
So I start?
Hola.
No, I start.
Wait, who am I?
Hello?
Please leave your message for
one ring, dude. Call her again.
Yeah, no, she's scared of she's an immigrant, so.
How funny would it be if his mom did not pick up?
Oh my god. It'd be the best
for
thing
Luis.
Ever.
Oh, I guess we're calling from my phone though, so yeah, she wouldn't know it's you.
After the second.
Hello?
Hey mommy.
Hello? Hey honey, what's up?
Real quick, I was just thinking about you, and there is a security system that my friend wants to pitch, and there's a dietitian here, so can you hear what he has to say?
Say that again. I didn't understand what you said.
There is a dietitian with me, and there's somebody that wants to sell us a security system. Can you listen to what they have to say for us real quick? Oh, my God.
Sure. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, man? My name is Giovanni. Who am I speaking with, by the way?
Janet.
Wait, Janet. Good afternoon. I just wanted to talk to you because, as you know, there's been a really, really high increase in crimes here in Los Angeles. You know, so I just wanted to see if you could use maybe, perhaps, like some.
That guy's a faggot.
You know. So yeah. Sorry about that. That's my coworker just messing around.
No, that's okay.
But anyways, yeah. I'm just wondering if maybe you need like extra like protection there. Maybe like some.
Hold on. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I got a little bit of coke left here.
Oh shit.
Thanks.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Go to the.
What was that?
Okay, I need protection for what?
I'm
guess.
Feening for some coke.
Well, you know how there's a bunch of sketchy things going on around
Mexicans
here in Los Angeles. Es que nunca sabes, you know? Necesitas unas cámaras or something. So what do you say?
That camera didn't get into shit for me. I'm sorry.
I mean,
you know, what are they going to do? Okay, you explain to me what that's going to do for me. That's going to make me feel safe.
Tell her about the guy that exposed himself. Tell her about that guy who took his dick out in front of the lady's house.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe you saw the video, right? But there was a guy that was walking butt naked here in Los Angeles, just down a residential street, you know? Like,
I was hung like a horse.
Could you imagine your child was seeing that? You know what I mean? So what if that guy just like comes knocking at your door? You never know. And that's why you need some cameras.
What if your son tries to steal your TV to sell it for crack? What then? What then? How do you keep his sorry ass from getting back into the house? That bum.
Well, dang.
Regardless, that camera is not going to do anything for me. You know what I'm saying?
She's a hard
I
one.
Mean, whether I have a camera or not, if somebody wants to break in the house, they will. They don't care. They're crazy enough to be out there doing their shit.
Well, your son's sad.
Well, yeah, but then the police comes through, like 2 hours later, they'll be there. You know what I mean? The alarm goes off, 2 hours later, they're there.
Hey, police will help you.
2 hours later, I'll probably be dead. That's like not going to help.
All right, we gotta address the elephant in the room, your son, who's built like an elephant. Now,
introduce yourself.
Hello, ma'am, how are you? This is Johnny Mitchell.
Hi, Johnny. I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. I hear you're a fan of the show. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're real funny.
Well, thank you so much. I have Leo here, by the way.
How are you, Janet? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
We adore your son. We absolutely we adore him.
We do. We adore him.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks. He's a good kid.
Yeah, he's a great kid. If the state ever kind of takes him away, then we would love to, you know, talk about like an adoption situation.
We'd make sure that he's well taken care of and he's not doing any of that fucking weird shit that he's you know sometimes he sniffs weird things at night with his friends and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, he would be disciplined routinely. Right.
He's not going to be doing any of that huffing. He's not going to be huffing any whipped cream cans, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
You know?
No.
Or Elmer's glue. Not Elmer's, because it's non-toxic, but I'm pretty sure he was sniffing some ceramic glue. Of some kind. That is.
Yeah. He's not gonna be cutting up asbestos from the drywall in your apartment and pretending it's coke.
He's had some bad habits. So let me tell you, namely masturbating in public.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
we're gonna nip that in the bud, and we're gonna make sure that he doesn't do any of that stuff.
Now, Janet,
that's good to hear.
we really are having. We're worried about his health, quite frankly. I mean, the kid has the fucking the body mass index and probably the heart and liver functions of a 65-year-old long haul trucker. Okay, and he's 20. What the fuck's going on? I mean, really, if I can just have an honest moment here.
He was at the Grove and he took a shit and it was so smelly that like I saw two people vomit into the stalls. Yeah, it was.
Well, I've been telling him to do a cleanse, but he don't listen. So
a colon cleanse?
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the way he's been fucking getting in trouble, he'll be getting a colon cleanse in a downtown LA county jail, dude.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
That's what we need to
avoid. What does he eat? Like, are you around the house? Like, what does he make for breakfast? Is it just Jimmy Dean products, or like, is there any way to eat healthy down in Watts? I understand you guys live in Watts.
I don't know. You know, there's not a lot of options to dip from McDonald's, and I think that's what's fucking him up. I don't know.
He just pounds McDonald's.
Hey, you think? could it be McDonald's? You sound way too smart to be living in the projects.
Not only that, she sounds pretty attractive.
I was just gonna say that, dude.
I mean, have you ever thought about doing any of that? You know, the sex hotlines.
Oh my gosh, I heard these 1,000 times before. No, I haven't, but now I'm so nervous about that.
Yeah, seriously.
People have told you many times that, wow, your voice is marvelous. It's like so
it's
silky,
really great.
It's silky smooth. I mean, I'm not going to lie, but our guest Giovanni, he had to step out of the room. He was erect. It was really messed up. Mm-hmm. I don't know what was going on, but he had to step out of the room. And
wow, I take that as a compliment, I guess.
Of course.
Of course. Absolutely.
It's a lovely
absolutely
voice.
And a great laugh.
Oh god, she's charming.
Dude, that's you realize funny. If one of us married Janet, we would then Luis would be our son.
Our son.
And you'd be Uncle Leo or Uncle Johnny.
Oh, yeah. I'd walk around the house naked, dude, all the time.
Oh, yeah. No, that's steps on it. He'd be getting molested, dude, for sure. For sure. What's going on with my producer right
dying.
Now?
She's
is this
dying.
Popping this up is... in the screen the whole time?
No, okay, that's so messed up.
Well,
dude.
You should have though, because it would have been funny. But I guess YouTube probably would have
so
taken
this work.
Down.
Yeah, they blur so much.
So I don't know. What do you think? So short of a colonoscopy, because that or a colon cleanse, right? That's not going to happen.
Right.
Is what can we? What do you think we can implement? Just small steps to kind of. Help Luis, shed a couple of pounds,
right.
Clear up his face a little bit.
Right.
Just get some blood, get some feeling in his feet again. He says his feet are numb, which, I'm sure is normal for a 20-year-old. Mm-hmm. What can we do?
I don't know. Right now he doesn't have much options because I think if you live in a fucked up place, you eat nasty. So right now he has to hang in there a little bit more to see what other options there is in the future. Mm-hmm. I think right now he just needs to fast.
Yeah, it's not fast food, Luis. That's just fast. Okay, drop the food off of fast.
Right, fast.
Yeah,
Janet, I there's an old tactic that they use down under in Australia. It's around 6 p.m., 7 p.m. They just attach a fucking muzzle on the fat kids. And
that is an Australian.
Yeah, it's an Australian thing. And they can't, stuff their face with food after a certain time. So you can take it off and you can put it on whenever you want. It's locked from the outside. You have the key. He comes in desperate in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Mom, take my mask off. You go, shut the fuck up, you fat fuck.
Yeah.
Go back to your room. I'm not taking off the muzzle until morning.
Shut your fat mouth, you fat fuck.
You throw him a fucking straw and say, drink some water. And
just put him in a cage, too, at that point.
Yeah, you could use the cage tactic. It could be a double whammy. It depends on how fast you want him to get thin, Mm-hmm. But that's something to think about. Something to think about.
Yeah, I'll think about that one. That sounds like a good idea.
I think so too. Yeah.
Is there any way to get exercise down in Watts? I mean, do you just go do pull-ups on the stop walk signs or?
I go to Planet Fitness.
You go to Planet Fitness? They have a Planet Fitness down there, but not a carrot. They sell no carrots.
Yeah, there's not a supermarket.
The city of Watts has banned apples and oranges.
Nice. Yeah, of course. What would you say that you ever just look at Luis and just think God damn it, where did I go wrong or anything like that?
You built some real emotions.
She's dying.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to comment on that one, but
he's your little baby. Luis is your little baby.
He's a sweetheart. Listen, I'm gonna tell you this, Janet. In a couple years. Luis is going to be making so much money that he's going to be able to buy you a house in Beverly Hills. Actually, maybe not. Maybe even something better because Beverly Hills is too pretentious. He's going to give you a nice house in Calabasas with a huge yard, and you guys are going to have a couple golden retrievers.
Mm-hmm.
And you could still throw the quinceañera.
You
could still throw one of your family members' quinceañera in the backyard, and all the white people will get really upset in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
you don't have to give a fuck. Be like, shut the fuck. I'm gonna play Celia Cruz. I'm playing Celia Cruz into the night.
Yeah, that sounds good. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you guys will light fireworks off, at obnoxiously, loud late times and not even close to July 4th.
And then the golden retrievers will quickly start looking very feral. They will look like wild dogs.
And they'll just be kind of roaming around leashless, all over
the place. You'll have a couple of junked cars in the front yard that you just haven't moved for some reason.
Yeah.
But that's
There's a reason. There's a reason they don't work.
They just don't work and they just leave them there,
Well, anyways,
that sounds really good. If Will doesn't get the shit before that, then that'll be good,
You guys will be fine. We're going to, he's in good hands.
He is in good hands.
He's in good hands with us, Janet. We really appreciate you letting us have him for an hour a week,
He's a good kid.
And, go ahead and send a pic over, Send a pic.
Send a pic over
We would love to get together. We should do that, though. We should have a production dinner for what Luis does for us. We should have a production dinner sometime.
It's much like a PTA. It's much like a PTA meeting.
It's a PTA meeting. Right. We're going to talk about his progress, right. You know, kind of get to know you. Mm-hmm. And
if you want
to
have drinks, I mean, we do have drinks.
We do have drinks. We do have drinks.
Yeah, we do have drinks at the PTA meetings. So if
Luis
you wanted to do that.
Luis doesn't really need to be there, as come to think of it.
No, Luis definitely. No, we have to speak candidly about him, and I don't.
Yeah,
there's a dress code.
There's a dress code of the restaurants we go to, and Luis does not own anything that will get him in there.
No, you know what I mean? he can maybe wear his a fishnet on his head and maybe get in.
You know,
as
pull
a
this
thief.
Up, Paul. You know, Luis legitimately dresses like Michael Moore, the filmmaker.
He does dress like
dress
Michael
like
Moore.
Pull up Michael Moore really quick.
This is he
dresses like Michael Moore.
No.
See if you can find a full body picture of Michael Moore, dude. As he walks around, he has no hips and he wears New Balance sneakers like the true diabetic that he is. Oh my God. No, we love him very much. Well, thank you so much, Janet. You are a great sport. We look forward to meeting you and, best of luck with the move. If you guys do decide to get out of the projects, you know, it's a big world out there.
You got this.
Yeah, we will. Thank you so much.
Hell yeah.
That's funny.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for listening. Have a great one.
Okay. Have a good one, Janet.
Talk to you later, Janet. Bye bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, your mom is just a peach, dude. Yeah, he was raised right.
Yeah, he was.
He was raised right.
Kid's got a good heart.
My mom good heart, man. Well, no, he's his heart's probably not very great.
It's not pumping well. But
the kid's
kind.
Got a great heart, except for just the four clogs in it.
it's a kind.
How do you say
heart?
Quadruple bypass? Oh. Yeah, let's pull up. So yeah, Luis, you dress like Michael Moore. That's all.
Yeah, when I had long hair, dude, oh, man, I looked like a fucking dyke. It was bad. It was really bad.
All right, let's move on to some of these vids, shall we?
Fukia.
Oh, we're having so much fun. Okay, so this was just a fun one, dude. This is the kind of savagery that one encounters if one is stupid enough to fly on Frontier Airlines. Wow. This Frontier is not even Spirit, dude. Frontier is not. I would Frontier like Spirit looks like a private jet compared to Frontier Airlines.
It's a poor man's airline, dude.
Oh my God, dude! It's a homeless airline. It's like a Greyhound bus with wings, dude. So there's a white boy who's going fucking ape shit. I guess he's getting drunk and they end up fucking duct taping this fool to his seat. Yeah, isn't that wild? Go ahead and play it.
That's
this
hilarious.
Is a good one.
I've seen this.
First of all, look at that bus, dude. It just looks like a Food for Less. Or that bus, that plane, rather. Like, how is this America? That's just what they do. They tape you to your seat.
I fucking love it.
I love it. It's so funny, dude. How great would that be? Like, oh, there he goes right there. Oh, look at him. Look at him.
Oh,
look at him.
Shit.
Oh,
groped.
Yo. The flight attendant is handling that fool.
Took him down.
Yo.
I already got fired.
For doing that?
For taping him.
Yo, but what else are you supposed to do? I mean, restrain him. If you're in midair. Wait, is this mid-flight?
Yeah, this is mid-flight.
Oh,
and they have to-
dude, that's fucking wild. He's only 22 years old, dude. Flight crew members involved were initially suspended for failing to follow proper policies. What the fuck?
Yeah.
But, bro, when you're in the air and shit goes down like this, it's really, like, lawless. You know what I mean?
I mean, at that point, yeah, when you're fucking
they were put back
groped.
On duty after the Association of Flight Attendants criticized the suspension. There you go. So, yeah, okay. I mean, it's like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, the guy was grabbing titties, supposedly.
Was what?
He was grabbing titties.
Grabbing
before,
titties?
Yeah, before he punched the flight attendant.
I think
just grabbing
right
titties, huh?
Right around when George Floyd first got killed, I think almost any black guy could have done exactly what he did. And
oh, absolutely.
Just completely fine.
Absolutely. Well, but that's what Frontier's for. There's basically no rules. I guess you can't grab tits, but if you're black, you can
all
do
right,
pretty
what
much
do you
whatever
do?
You want.
What do you do, Johnny? You're sitting behind that guy.
And I'm grabbing
off.
Tits?
No. You see him grab tits. You see him. You see everything happen. Are you knocking him out?
Dude, I would love to. I'd love to say that I would, but I don't know, man. People are fucking crazy. Like, I don't know. You know what, though? I might, because I know that he doesn't have a weapon because we're on a flight, right? Getting in a fight with somebody on an airplane is the safest place to do it because you know nobody. I mean, I guess somebody could stab you with a pen if they had that kind of leverage, but it's unlikely. So, yeah, if he's only 22 and he's being this much of a piece of shit, I'd probably stand up and hit him as hard as I could to the side of the head. Mm-hmm. That would really, really hurt. Yeah. It would hurt my fist. I'd probably break my knuckle because I wouldn't hit him right. Mm-hmm. And it would probably hurt him substantially. Yeah. Well, what about you? I don't know.
I mean,
but I don't know. That's what I say.
Like, that kind of guy also looks like he's like, I'll sue the. Yeah, he'll try to sue you regardless of what happens. So I think you'd have to try to maybe say something and then get him to attack slightly. We double team him. I think you would go
you
up
take,
and
take the mouth and take the ass.
You give him
like
one of the
idea.
Old. This is what we'll, this
you just fuck him into submission. You just spit roast him.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything's okay, folks.
Eiffel Tower.
We're fucking him up. Anyway, no, I think this is what I do. You talk to him. You distract him by one of your classic Johnny Mitchell roasts.
Right.
So you
right.
start roasting this guy. What would you even say to this guy? He's a white guy dressed like a fucking, I don't know.
Oh, hey, look at this guy. What is he, on the golf course? What are you doing? Hey, buddy.
So he's like, fuck you, man. Meanwhile,
hey, Buster, you're playing bogey golf right now.
Meanwhile, I'm in the top compartment. I'm taking down one of those carry-ons with, like, you know, one of the little heavy, like, shell-like carry-ons.
Mm, right. Oh, heavy. Interesting.
So I get it above my head, and I just slam him in the back of the head while you're roasting him. but we make Luis film it, and then we send it to everyone.
So Luis is on the flight with us, too?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
We're on Barstool Sports.
So we've already married his mom.
Yes.
And now he's our son, and we're flying back to El Salvador for our yearly visit and stuff, right? Yeah. And then we're going to strap our son with kilos of coke and make him go through the airport.
Obviously. Put it up his ass.
Honestly, what I think you do is if you're sitting behind him, right, you reach over, like one of us with power could reach over, you grab him around the neck, and you pull him back, and you get him in a fucking arm bar, you know what I mean? And then you fuck him up as badly as you can.
As hard as you can, yeah.
Yeah. So, but, you know, we say that, but then when someone's being crazy in public, it is a very scary thing.
No, it's not.
But you've grown up around that.
You've seen it happen. I mean,
you think this type of shit is okay,
Well, yeah, because, like, if I'm not involved in a situation, my emotions are already not invested.
Wow, interesting.
Bro, you got to watch Luis's fight videos from the early days.
Yeah,
unbelievable. No, he has many.
Yeah, does he really?
He showed me them, and they're incredible.
Why are we not watching these? Why the fuck are we not watching these? What?
I asked him, it was like, is it too much for the pod? And he was like...
No, a Luis fighting videos?
like cholo fighting? Or like
you stupid bastard.
Like it was kind of like, let's go bodies, fool. Like that. Like, right. Let's go fucking bodies.
And then there was
bodies.
One where I knock out a white boy.
He does knock out a white
dude,
boy.
Dude, can we... How do we... You're supposed to be my program director, Luis. I mean, Don't you think we fucking would want to watch that?
All right, yeah, I'll send it right now.
But anyways, yeah. So while you do that, we'll move on to the next one real quick. This is this woman has a breakdown, okay? Because her husband caught her cheating, and apparently, it's over. Go ahead, play it, Paul.
It's back to school.
Oh, shit. John,
give me the fucking recording. Why?
Oh, wow. He's got a recording of it, too.
Give me the recording. Give it to me now. Give me the recording. Give it to me. Give it to me.
What
now.
Recording?
You're making a recording right now of me.
Yes,
give
I am.
It to me.
I'm just letting you know I'm recording
give
you.
Give it to me right now.
Let's just get this out of the way. I'd fuck.
Proven in court.
You too?
Oh, man. She's making me really uncomfortable.
By the way, this is me last week trying to fix my printer. Like, ready to just have a fucking psychotic meltdown.
I've been there, dude.
Trying to get a printer, trying to hook the wireless up to your new printer. Oh, yeah. Oh my fucking God.
What do you want me to do? I don't understand. I'm not doing anything wrong.
This is just so fucked up.
So she's going to leave him. She's going to leave him, I guess.
Or he's going to leave her, right?
Yeah, he's going to leave her, rather.
No.
Dude, this is what I want my ex to do, bro. I want her to fucking grovel. This is so hot to me right now. I could jack off to this.
What's wrong with you?
Bro, this is what got you?
This is making me so uncomfortable. I just want her to, like, she's really weird, man. She's obviously, like, kind of faking it in a weird way.
No, keep playing it, dude. Fuck that.
I like it, too.
I love this shit.
No, I like it, too.
Make her fucking beg. Make her beg, you child. You're my fucking slave.
Dude, you should call your ex on the pod, then. If you have these emotions attached.
I heard she's like, where do I go from here? Lightweight talking shit, too, but we'll talk about that another time.
The one you love?
Yeah.
She's talking shit about
you? Not talking shit, but she's whatever.
She says she was funnier than you?
Well, she thinks that.
Huh. It's not true. She's not funnier.
Hold on. I want to just finish letting this chick whine. Look at this shit. Dude, what would you fucking do? This guy is having so much.
I straight up like a child.
I think I'd fuck her face. Like, I think I'd make her hang her head over the bed, and I'd kind of oil drill her mouth.
When's the last time you did that?
Not too long ago, actually. Yeah.
Nice. I sent you the video on your
and
phone.
And then give you the tap. You're like, oh, I was having fun, though.
It's almost there.
No, send it to...
I don't have his Instagram.
Well, it's the Paul Antonio.
At least he ended up putting it online. I love that he did that.
I know. It's great, dude.
I have too much of an ego. If my ex did something like that,
yeah,
I wouldn't even put
it
online.
I do, too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's pathetic to fucking put shit out there anyway. Good rule of thumb. Don't do that.
Dude, she's fucking hot, dude. I would fuck the shit up.
Who was she cheating on him with?
Who knows? I mean, she's clearly got drunk at like a Friday's. You know what I mean? She's this kind of Midwest, like suburban white mom.
TGI Fridays.
Yeah, who went to like Dave and Buster's with her girlfriends and like met some kind of guy. He owns a car dealership.
Yeah.
But to her, she lives in Louisville, Kentucky. That's like a baller to her. You know what I mean? And so she's just been getting fucked raw dog. And this motherfucker plays tennis with a guy that knows the car dealer owner.
Oh.
And that's how he found out.
The guy was telling everybody, showing videos.
Yeah, exactly.
Everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy was showing so many videos, dude. They had a party. He put it on the big screen.
Exactly. They put a dildo in her pussy, and they were playing ring toss. And then when the husband was playing tennis with this guy, he was like, dude, check out our weekend, man. Dude.
We were playing ring toss with this girl's pussy, and it's his wife. That would be... I don't know what I would do, dude.
I have no fucking idea.
Oh.
If I just went up to you...
I'd be like, send me that, man. And then I'd go directly home and do this. That's what happened. He showed her the video.
No, but at the beginning of it, before you knew it was your wife, you'd be like, dude, yeah, send me that. I'm going to jerk to that later, dude. You get home, awesome. You're like, oh, that's... Honey?
Honey, come in here.
Dude, what happened? What if 20 years from now, you're my oldest friend, and I start banging a married woman named Janet, and I come home and I meet you after the pod. I'm like, dude, I'm playing ring toss and this bitch is pussy, and I just show you, and it's Luis's mom, your wife, dude.
Stop.
What would you do? What would you do?
Well, this is, if you started dating Luis's mom, I would literally after the first date, I'd be like, hey, can we have breakfast the next morning? And you'd be like, yeah, what's up? I go to breakfast and I'd be like, give me the fucking details. Show me the video right now.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you don't, if you deny me, I'd lose my mind. I'd be like, get in the, fucking show me the fucking video.
Dude, what's mine is yours. We're going to be in an open relationship. We're going to be in an open relationship.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And we're going to have some kind of commune. You know, she's going to cook, clean, and somehow Luis will still be only eating at McDonald's. The excuse will be McDonald's is the only place. That was the excuse she gave us.
Slightly, you could eat kind of healthy at McDonald's. You can get the grilled chicken salad. You can get a oatmeal. You can get a fruit cup. You can get a snack wrap.
Yeah, you can get a fruit cup just jammed with fucking sugar. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, some of them stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, dude. They truck those strawberries in from, like, you know.
One McDonald's makes like $5 to $7 million a year. You know that? One McDonald's.
One McDonald's?
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
that's what it used to be. That was when I was in college, as they used to say.
Are you thinking about buying a franchise?
Yeah, it's so hard to get a McDonald's. It's like, you have to be, it's like a country club, man. It's hard.
No, what? No Jews can own a McDonald's?
I don't know, dude. Probably not.
That's how it used to be. Hey, no blacks or Jews in our country club.
Is that going through?
Do we get it?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, my fucking God.
Oh, my God. There
Luis, you are so stupid for not showing this earlier.
Do you want me to set the stage?
Yes.
All right. So, basically, we went to a party with a couple of my homies. This is in the dorms in SF State. And there was this white guy, and I had a ponytail at the time. There's this white guy there that came down from Santa Cruz, and it was one of the homies. Mm. So he starts, like, I had a cross earring on, and he starts making fun of my cross earring. And I'm like, all right, whatever. He pulls it. Like, he pulls it a little bit. So then I start talking shit, and people pull out their cameras, and then he's like, oh, yeah, da-da-da-da-da. Boom.
Wow, then you just fucking laid him the fuck out? Yeah, good for you.
My buddy came up with some follow shots that I thought were a little dirty, but
my buddy started stomping on his head. I thought it was a little overkill. What are you gonna do? We were in the moment. Can we get some sound on this shit? For fuck's sake.
I don't think there was sound on this video.
No way. You got a soundless fucking video of you knocking out a white?
Sorry, mate.
Okay, so there's some fucking white boy, dude.
He's obviously hammered. Wow, good shove.
There we go.
You?
Shoved him. Oh my God, dude. Titties. Luis, look at that.
It's coming. It's coming.
Look at this.
Oh, nice. But that's the one that knocked him out. It didn't knock him out. Oh my God.
I didn't knock him out, yeah. Look at those follow-up shots. Those are deadly, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Those are deadly.
Oh, my God.
And then I have another video that I'll send to Paul just for fun.
Okay, can we just stop? Let's freeze frame on Luis.
They were already dabbing up. They were already, like, happy.
Freeze frame Luis.
Yeah, it was actually... Oh,
Paul,
okay.
Paul, pause it when you get on Luis. I just want to show you. I want to look at that. Look at that.
Oh,
does he not look
God.
Like... Does he not look like the headmistress in the movie Matilda? Was he not built like the headmistress from the movie Matilda?
Right
Paul,
there,
pull
yes.
him up. Pull the headmistress up from the movie Matilda,
I
dude.
I love that movie. Oh, my God.
Bro, right what's her there, name? Mrs. Trunchbull, dude. Holy shit. You have a Mrs. Trunchbull look about
there it is,
you.
Dude. Oh, my. That's fucked up, but yes.
Oh,
dude.
My God.
Oh
Trunchbull
my
right
God.
There.
What a great performance that she played.
Yeah, there we go, right there. Oh, my God, with the ponytail and everything. Yeah, great performance.
You killed it.
Thank you.
That's the only one you have, though.
Oh, no, I have
can we get
one.
To, okay, so that's a good, and I love how those shots aren't even, like, they're really not very deadly at all.
No,
They're you know, it, clearly you can see the kid just gets up. He doesn't even knock him down. So, I mean, you look like you had to exert some effort.
Well, it was, I charged back.
You would have easily defeated
him,
though,
I cocked it back. Right. And yeah. I thought it was going to be one and done, but, you know, I had a little bit more of a cushioning fist at the time. So I don't think it did as much damage as I wanted to or as I thought it would. And
I feel like hitting your big fat face would be like punching butter. Like it would be like soft. It would be like good for your hand. You
dude,
know what I mean?
It was funny, though, because after this, he bought us breakfast in the morning.
Oh, McDonald's?
Just like made up randomly?
No, well, what it was is that he got scared. He got scared because he thought we were just going to keep fucking him with him, which we weren't. It was just
right.
a drunk moment.
Right.
And so then he was like, yeah, I'll buy you guys breakfast if you guys don't fuck
nice.
Me up. And I was
if you guys don't fuck me up anymore. I love it. It's good old extortion.
You should hit him up and send this video to him, and you'd be like, you're still a bitch.
Oh, dude, he'd be so mad because I went to Santa Cruz maybe a few months ago, and we stopped by his house to pick something up. And
all right, Paul, get off of this. It's fine. Do we have any more? Do we have any more noteworthy ones? We'll watch another. We'll watch while you're pulling that up and sending
I like
it to Paul.
Some of that. I like a couple when he was just going bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Those are.
While we watch that, here's a video. Or while we wait for that, this is a video. We're just making fun of poor black people on this episode, and this is all Luis, by the way. I wanted something a little more highbrow.
Look at y'all motherfucking day.
Pause it. This is a chick. This is a baby mama of some sort who brings her little daughter to a county jail. Might be LA County. I don't know. But there's a view from the window of the jail to this like walkway outside the jail. And this this baby mama brings the baby and to show the dad who's in jail, which I think is priceless. Look at that.
Tell me they have the song going in the car.
Yeah, they do.
Dude, what is...
Oh, I love people,
they're so
man.
Funny, dude.
Look at your motherfucking baby.
And she's just got.
She's like, baby, take a good look. This is gonna be you as soon as you're old enough for adult prison.
Wait a second, is that rolling through the six with my woes that she had planned?
I think so.
That's so funny. I love that that happens, man. That's honestly beautiful. Man.
It is kind of beautiful. It is. Like, yo, baby, gonna be here when you get out.
So romantic.
Don't think I ain't gonna find you because you behind on your child support payments.
I'll tell you right
nigga.
Now. Nigga. Dude, how many times are you gonna do it in this episode?
I don't
you
give a fuck. As many
son
as
of
I
a bitch.
Fucking what? But you know, that's all in character, right?
He's very much an advocator of BLM and yeah. also.
So these are snapshots of like we used to have an we used to have an Instagram where
oh,
we would
oh,
just
your
post
buddy
all
got you right there.
Yeah,
dude,
he's gotten me a few times.
Oh my god,
we've gotten so many times.
Nobody's keeping their hands up. Oh,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, no, this is horrible fighting. Oh, I'm a way better fighter now. I can keep my hands up,
dude. It's Mrs. Trunchbull fucking bun.
Dude.
That's how we bond.
That's how you bond.
What about that Instagram though? SF Rats. Is it just like a bunch of videos?
It's just a bunch of videos of us doing stupid shit. Yeah. We called my car the Ratmobile.
Nice.
Because we were just some rats out there.
Were you guys going for the face there? I don't get it.
No, the motherfucker was just drunk. There's another one that
He's
I sent
like,
you I was beating up another white
can't
guy.
Can't keep my hands up.
Scroll up. Oh, wait. I guess I didn't send it.
Paul, where are we at?
Oh, no, I sent it.
All right.
I sent it.
We should call Giovanni's work. We should call his work the fucking security place and just tell him that Giovanni has a huge penis.
Will you let us do that?
There's not really like a number for an office. It's like
God,
a,
lying.
Damn
dude.
It. It's an MLM scheme. No, this whole time, it's fucking, he's been in it. It's an MLM scheme.
Yeah, absolutely. Scheme,
this is another one. Just a fun one.
Look at this one. I like that move.
Oh, my God. That is straight up. Damn. Look at he's going in, though, dude. Look at that. Ooh, but white boy hitting back. Oh, I love it. And then he throws him. Straight fight right here, dude.
That looks like Chase, my buddy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn, that was, dude, so you really, like, you fucking.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I had to get better. I got better. It was
anybody with any skill would just drop you. I would just do like some jujitsu. I would just let your fat ass run at me. I would just move and you would stumble over.
Those forearms are big, but no.
I think Luis.
You don't think so?
I think Luis is getting you. I think he thinks he can take you in a fight.
I think I can. I think I can put him up. I think I can put him up.
Interesting, like but not Leo.
Leo, fuck Leo up too. I think we should go in a boxing ring.
Holy shit, we might have to
do that. We'll do that. We'll do a boxing ring.
All right, yeah. Actually, we're gonna set this up, dude. So you want to fight? You just want to fight in the alley? No, I'm not street fighting. I'm not bare knuckle boxing.
Alley fights, dude.
We could do headgear. No headgear, whatever.
Headgear? Nah, let's do headgear. It's fine. Or the 16-ounce glove. 16-ounce gloves and headgear.
Yeah. I don't know. Do we need headgear?
With the 16-ounce gloves, not really, I guess.
Dude. This is happening.
You're in my weight class, right? How much you weigh?
Oh, I'm 200 solid.
All right. Luis outweighs me, dude.
What are you?
I weigh 195.
Fuck.
I fluctuate between 195 and 200.
And that's
but you can lean down. You can cut down to 195 for the weigh-ins. Okay. Are we going to do weigh-ins and shit?
Yeah, I'm like 230 right now.
Dude, damn.
God damn, you're a fucking big boy.
Dude. Yeah, damn.
Well, we're going to do that for extra content.
Yeah, dude, that'd be great.
That'd be sick.
Giovanni, thank you so much for coming, man. Did you enjoy yourself here on the Sick Joke
Giovanni,
podcast?
It's a good time.
Listen, you got a bright future, so enjoy yourself.
Giovanni, you got a bright future. You got a bright future in the cabbage fields of Mexico, because you're going to get fucking deported because I'm going to call the authorities and the INS and tell them that you have been molesting my child.
Oh, my God.
And who do you think they're going to believe? Who are they going to believe?
You, dude.
You, man.
100%.
You, a guy that has a job? You, a Mexican that has a job? Or me?
Well, I don't know, man.
A man, a podcaster, a racist podcaster with three felonies. Who are they going to believe? I got three felonies. See, now he's getting scared. Now he's getting scared. He said he could fuck me up, and I told him I had three felonies. Yeah, you think it again, bitch. Wow, Luis is really forgetting his place here. Well, he's our son, dude.
He is our son. He will learn. He will learn quickly.
But, you know, dads fight with their sons.
It's true.
You know? So it's not, we expect this. He's, you know, he's at that age. right? 20. It's very annoying age. It's going through a lot of changes. So
it's very annoying, yeah.
You know, but whatever your mom wants, you know, you go ask your mom.
Janet's a nice lady.
If you want McDonald's, you go ask your mother. That's what we say, you know?
Absolutely.
100%.
So much fun, you guys.
That was a lot of fun.
We will see you next week. Thank you for tuning in. Goodbye. Bye-bye.